Bar Halacha or the Tuesday night or the Zion year. Okay, so there's a couple of halachas that everyone knows. There's a lot of halachas to know. You can join the Pirkei Shoshanim to learn the halachas you're supposed to know. You can join Rav Shmuel Katz's Mishnah Berurah Shir and Shulchan Aruch Shir. You have a Kitzur Shulchan Aruch Shir. A lot of halachas, but there's some halachas everybody knows. One of them, like you can't jump out of bed too quickly in the morning. Mishnah Berurah says it's not healthy. Everybody knows that. The machmir, stay in bed a little longer, don't jump up too fast. Everybody, that's one halacha everyone knows. But another halacha that everyone knows is that if someone asks you what's tonight's sfira, so you go, oh, last night was, right? Everyone knows that. But really, there are many other solutions to the problem. First of all, to realize that the problem exists really if we assume that sfira is midrabanan, which is a good assumption. As we said, most the Shulchan Aruch at least makes that assumption, and many that seems to be the halacha. Pesukah we discussed, it's not so posher to say Hinni Mukhan Mzuma the Kaim Mitzvah Sase Shel Sfiras Oimer if the Shulchan Aruch passes is the Rabbanon. But anyway, Mitzvah Tzrichas Kavona. The Pashtus, the Mishnah Berurah paskins that in a D'oraisa mitzvah tzrichas kavana, but in a D'rabbanan mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana. So just to realize that the problem arises if mitzvah ain't tzrichas kavana, right? Because if mitzvah would be tzrichas kavana, there wouldn't be a problem if you answered him what tonight's sfira is, because you don't have in mind to be answered a mitzvah sfira. But it is a problem because, as I said, the Shulchan Aruch at least paskins that it's D'rabbanan, and therefore you have to assume that mitzvahs ain't tzrichas kavana, and therefore the problem exists. Now there are many other eitzes. You could have in mind not to be yotzei, which l'chuli alma helps, meaning l'chuli alma you're not yotzei if you have in mind you don't want to be yotzei. Okay, maybe you don't want to do that because then it looks like nobody can read your mind, so you're like sort of embarrassed to do that eitzah. The truth is, based on what we said last night, someone was ma'orer that if someone asks you what's tonight's sfira and you say the 22nd, so then it would be okay, even if you said tonight is the 22nd. Even though b'di'evid you are yotzei, at least the sefer I saw in the Piskei Tshuvos brings down from a sefer that you yotzei b'di'evid, but the achronim say that really the problem doesn't exist from day 7 and on. Because since you're not, if someone asks you what's tonight's sfira and you say tonight's 15, but you don't say how many weeks and how many days, so it's a clear umdana. You're showing, you're being megala very, very clearly, in a very clear way, that you don't mean to be yotzei. And it's kavona not to be yotzei, you could just have it in mind. But if you do something, this point is, and it's clear from the way you're doing it that you don't want to be yotzei, then it would be like kavana not to be yotzei. It would be tantamount, the equivalent of kavana not to be yotzei. So the chayyim say that really after day 7, from day 7 and on, the problem doesn't exist. And that's why it's really not a problem if someone says, oh, it's like Boma tonight. Uh-oh. Right? Everybody's always worried about doing that. It's only a problem on like Boma, by the way. Okay, good. I just wanted to get that clear. Everybody has this puzzled look on their face. If you say it's like Boma tonight, so you would run afoul of this halacha. But again, I'm going to say don't really worry about it too much, because it's clear you don't want to be yotzei sfira by saying lag ba'omer. No one counts that way. So, based on what we said last night, it's entirely possible if you said it's the 22nd, then it's also a gilui that you don't want to be yotzei. Now, if you don't say tonight, it's also not a problem. Someone says, what's tonight's sfira? And you say 22, there's no problem. It's only if you say tonight's 22 that it would be a problem. And finally, and this happened this year, someone called me up, and his wife apparently asked him, is tonight the second, it was like a joke, is tonight the second day? The Derech question. Is tonight the 22nd of the Omer, so you're not yotzei. If it's, you don't have to worry, you didn't ruin anything. If you say it as a question, you're certainly not yotzei. Okay. Ad Kan. Tonight's Kenyan Torah, not tonight, but the next Kenyan Torah of the, is Erech Apayim. Now, I know, I think, is it over 60 seconds here?
I'm not sure.
I think it's going to be 23 hours and 58 minutes till it's over. Anyway, Erech Apayim. So, why is that a Kenyan Torah? So, you could learn it as a negative, meaning, the Gemara says, if you're koes, chachmoso mistalekas mimenu. Right? The Gemara, I know, you learned that Gemara, but you forgot it. If you're koes, chachmoso mistalekas mimenu. But I don't think that would be a Kenyan Torah. If the Kavanos of that Gemara, that's negative, right? You're not having chachmoso mistalekas if you have Erech Apayim. So what's the Kinyan Torah in Erech Apayim? So, Chora, the scenario would be, you're sitting and learning, either you're listening to a shir, or you have a chavrusa, and you have sablonut, you know, you don't cut the guy off, you have Erech Apayim, you listen to what he has to say, and if you want to argue with him, but, you know, you hear him out, Beishamai, Beisul, people know, they hear him out, they even put their words first, and this is a Kinyan of Torah, because what you're learning will be mislabein through everybody hearing each other out, having the sablanus, having the erech apayim of letting the other guy speak, even if you know, you want to jump on the guy and just wring his neck for what he's saying. But erech apayim, and memela, the Torah will be mislabein, and it will be a Kinyan of Torah.